Daily Brief, June 13, 2026. Top of mind. SpaceX, SPCX, closed its first day at $161, plus 119% from IPO, hitting 2.1T market cap, making Musk the first trillionaire and validating massive appetite for AI space exposure. The deal raised $75 billion and sets the table for OpenAI and Anthropic IPOs later this year. Separately, a US-Iran interim peace deal appears within days, sending Brent crude down 3.4% to a three-month low and fueling a risk-on move into equities. S&P 0.5%, Dow plus 0.7%. The macro tension, falling oil versus sticky inflation, and the Fed's first meeting under Chair Warsh on Wednesday. Short gamma on SPCX options opens Tuesday. Expect elevated vol, catalyst radar. FOMC decision, Wednesday. Warsh's first meeting, expected to hold but removal of easing bias, is live. US-Iran MOU signing could come this weekend. Pakistan says, within 24 hours. OpenAI Anthropic IPO filings remain in the pipeline post-SpaceX validation, analyst to opinion columns. Bloomberg Opinion calls SpaceX three moonshots in one company and notes its 2.1T valuation exceeds Meta's, despite 10x less revenue and accelerating losses, 4.3B in Q1 alone. Points out Starship hasn't reached orbit and orbital data centers are science fiction. WSJ Heard on the Street warns wearable companies, Oura, Whoop, at 10B plus valuations risk Fitbit's fate. Premium hardware subscription models have low margins and high customer acquisition costs, and the Apple Watch remains a structural threat. FT Lex says SpaceX is cheap on a price-to-cosmos ratio, sarcastic but captures the narrative-driven pricing. CNBC details how new Fed Chair Warsh may reduce communication frequency and remove the easing bias, risking a hawkish surprise Wednesday. Markets, SpaceX's 2.1T close makes it the sixth largest U.S. company by market cap. Retail was 22.5% of the offering, unusually high. SPCX options begin Tuesday, implied VOL likely elevated. S&P 500 plus 0.5%, NASDAQ plus 0.3%, Dow plus 0.7% to 51,002. The gains were led by JP Morgan, 2.3%, and Goldman as SpaceX fee beneficiaries. Space peers sold off, Rocket Lab 10%, Redwire 11%, Procure Space ETF, UFO, 7%. Brent crude fell 3.4% to $84, touching a three-month low on Iran deal optimism. WTI 3.9%. Gold bucked its safe haven pattern, rising 3% to 4,240, trading like a risk-on asset rather than a hedge. 10-year Treasury yield ended the week at 4.485%, down 5 bp on the week. 2-year at 4.083%, down 7.7 bp. Yield curve steepening continues. Bitcoin recovered to 63,646 after hitting a 20-month low of $59,125 last week. Standard Chartered called the sell-off a cycle low. Economy, US-Iran interim deal, 80-85% chance of signing in days per senior US official. Pakistan says it could happen within 24 hours. Deal would reopen Strait of Hormuz and require Iran to dismantle enriched uranium stockpiles. ECB's Nagel said prices likely to stay higher for longer, even if the Iran conflict ends. Supply chains have permanently changed. ECB raised rates 25 bp this week, its first hike since 2023. UK GDP fell 0.1% month over month in April versus plus 0.3% prior, damping BOE rate hike expectations. 10-year gilt yield fell 6 bp. WSJ reports credit card delinquency rates, 90 plus days, at 13%, near 2008 peaks. But notes this reflects pandemic-era loan vintages, not systemic stress. Overall consumer debt service ratios remain low. Business, finance. DOJ cleared Paramount's 111B acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery, no antitrust challenge. California AG still reviewing. Deal-making in media consolidation now has a green light for Warner Paramount. BlackRock's HPS corporate lending fund honored only 5% of 13.3% redemption requests. Gates hold, but the 13% figure is up from 9.3% last quarter, signaling continued pressure in private credit. Citigroup launched a blockchain-based venture for trading tokenized private company shares, starting with non-US investors. Aims to broaden private market access as companies delay IPOs. Ken Leach, former Western Asset CIO, pleaded guilty to obstructing an SEC investigation into a 600 Memetoda cherry-picking scheme. Original fraud charges dropped. Apollo selected Austin for its second headquarters, a bet on Texas as private capital migration continues. JTBC, South Korea's Jungang Group broadcaster, defaulted on 13.6 meters in securitized loans, downgraded to CCC. Heavy debt and TV ad contraction cited. World geopolitics, US killed Tren de Aragua leader Nino Guerrero in a joint strike with Venezuela. Signals deepening US-Venezuela security cooperation post-Maduro. China rebuked the Pentagon for adding Alibaba, Baidu, BYD and others to a military company list. Said it would take resolute and forceful countermeasures. The list was revised after a brief withdrawal in February. Switzerland votes Sunday on a population cap of 10 million. Polls show 52% oppose, 45% support. If passed, free movement with the EU would be at risk, a direct threat to the bilateral trade framework. UAE denied reports it released 10 ton $20 billion in frozen Iranian funds to halt attacks, calling them entirely false. Reuters had quoted four unnamed sources: Technology, .ai, Anthropic disabled Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for all customers, including foreign national employees, after receiving a US government export control directive citing national security. No specific technical rationale was provided. Anthropic is already suing the DoD over a supply chain risk designation. Corning CEO Wendell Weeks said the company is insisting on risk-sharing provisions in multi-billion dollar fiber deals with Nvidia, Meta, and Amazon, including upfront payments from customers for capacity. Unusual for a vendor, but Corning has pricing power as AI data centers require dense fiber fabric. Corning stock plus 1.5%. Meta's subscription push will struggle given 97.6% ad revenue concentration and late entry into AI chatbots. WSJ notes the four-month influencer packages are a small revenue pool and AI subscriptions face OpenAI, Google incumbency. Meta, 0.3%. Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe started a separate humanoid robotics company, Mind Robotics, raised 1B+, and said it aims to reveal a product within a year. Rivian will be first customer. Different structure than Musk's in-house approach at Tesla. Standouts. WSJ reports that America's credit card problem is not what you think. 90-day delinquencies at 13% reflect pandemic-era loan vintages, not fresh consumer stress. Total household debt service at 5.4% is well below 7% in 2007. This changes the credit risk view. Sam Bankman-Fried lost his fraud conviction appeal, keeps 25-year sentence. No near-term path to retrade FTX recovery. Polymarket issued a clarification on a strategy Bitcoin sale bet after trading had started, wiping out $35,000 in one trader's contracts. CFTC proposed new rules citing settlement ambiguity. Whistleblower risk for prediction market platforms. Gold miners are moving like meme stocks. NYSE gold miner index down 31% since the Iran war began, while gold is up. VanEck gold miners ETF saw three consecutive months of outflows. Gold safe haven status is broken in this cycle. A House GOP leader, Reps McLean, disclosed a family XAI stake purchased in December that converted into SpaceX shares. Potential paper gain of $150,000. Pentagon announced XAI integration weeks later. Stock Act scrutiny remains.